ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim ha-ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be on Meseches Sanhedrin Daftes, Chelek Aleph. Daftes is Molei V'Godesh, very many different big inyanim, so we will split it up Ezes Hashem into two shiurim. And we will start with the teretz of Rav Ashi, which the Gemara starts with on the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis, Rav Ashi Omar, and is mamshich onto Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Rav Ashi is coming to be masbir the machleikis of Rav Meir and the Chachamim of the Mishnah, which argue in regards to Maitzi Shamra whether it needs 3 dayanim or 23 dayanim. Now Rav Ashi's lashon, as it's written in our Gemara, is Rav Ashi Omar. The word bay is lashon zachar. It's mashma. We're talking about a hasra which was given to the baal. But if you look in the side of the Gemara, the Gilyan changes it to the asru ba malchus, and so too in Rashi they change it to the asru ba malchus, which means we're talking about the asra which was given to the isha by the maizes nos. And in Taisvis b'divrei maschol the asru, you see in his divrei maschol that he was also gairis the asru bat lemalkus, and we're referring to the asra that was given to the isha. And the Gemara is masber that the story is that when the isha was mezaneh, the edim, instead of being masra her that she's going to be chayiv misa, they were masra her that she's going to be chayiv malkus. And like Rashi and Taisus both speak out, we're going according to the Manda Omar, which is Rabbi Shmuel in Masech Tamakas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which holds that lav hanitin lazharas misas bezin like in a love. That every lav which has Mises Bezin also has a chiyuv of Malkus, which is Negea, like in this kind of case where the Hasra was for Malkus and not for Misa. And the Machlekes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, is Toli in the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan later on in the Mishnah in regards to Malkus, whether or not Malkus needs 3 dayanim or 23 dayanim. Rav Meir, which holds that Maitzah Shemra is 3 dayanim, he holds like the Rabbanan later, which hold that every Malkus is 3 dayanim, and therefore in this situation, where we're talking about a Maitzah Shemra, that there are master for Malkus and not for Misa, all you need is 3 dayanim. And the Rabbanan by us, which say that you need 23 dayanim, they hold like Rabbi Shmuel b'Hemshach HaMishneh, which holds that all Malkus needs also Esther v'Shleisha dayanim. Therefore, even though in this situation they were not master for Misa, they're only master for Malkus, and she's going to be getting Malkus, nevertheless, we still need 23 dayanim, just like in all Malkus, because Rabbanan hold like Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Now this needs a beer, because in the Mishnah it says, HaMaitzi Shemra B'Shleisha Divir Rav Meir, V'Chacham HaMaimri Maitzi Shemra Esrim V'Shleisha, and then right afterwards it says, Makus B'Shleisha, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru B'Esrim V'Shleisha. So why would the Mishnah bring two Machleiksin, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and then the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel, which both essentially are the exact same Machleikis? Rav Meir holds, like the Tanakama, that Malkus is B'Shleisha, which is why Maitzi Shemra is B'Shleisha, because we're going in a case where it was Esrua LeMalkus. And the Chachamim, who say Maitzi Shemra B'Esrim B'Shleisha, they hold, like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that Malkus is B'Esrim B'Shleisha. Why would the Mishnah repeat itself like that? So in the Sefer Chidushei Abach HaMasech de Sanhedrin, he explains that the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is to show you that Bain the Chachamim and Bain Rav Meir, they both hold like the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel in Masechta Makos Daf Yud Gimel, that Lav Hanit and Lazharas Mises Bezdin, like in a love. And this was just a way for the Mishnah to teach us that Chiddush by repeating the Machlekes twice. Ad Kan Divrei HaChidushei Abach. And Behemshech Bezdus Hashem, when we're going to be Masber, the Pshat in the case, according to this Teretz, Lefi Rashi and Lefi Taisvis, we will come out Bezdus Hashem with another Chiddush. Now, there's another Ha'ara which has to be spoken out, because the Lashon of the Chachamim in the Mishnah is, Maitzi Shemra Be'esrim V'Shleisha, Mipnei She'yesh B'Dinei Nefashais. So it's clear that the Chachamim are Mechayev Esrim V'Shleisha, because there's an element of Dinei Nefashais here. And according to this Teretz of Rav Ashi, there is no Dinei Nefashais, there's only Malkus, and the Chachamim hold, like the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that even Malkus is also Be'esrim V'Shleisha. So the Yad Rama points that out, and he says, Tzarech Leimar, that what the Chachamim mean is, because there's a klal which says, that Makis, B'mokim Misa Hiyay Medes. So because there's Makis, and Makis has the Chaymer that it's been Makim Misa, that's why it needs Esrim Vishleisha. And that's the Kavan of the Chacham when they say, Mipnei Sheyesh Bay Dinei Nefashes. Avada, this is a Deichik in the Pashat Lashon of the Chachamim, but this is how you have to learn according to the Shita of Rav Ashi. Now, as we said, we're talking about with the Masra the Isha B'Shas Desnus, that she's going to be Chayiv Malkus, instead of being Masra her, that she's going to be Chayiv Misa. What exactly is the case? So Al Pi Pashtus, the case is simply that. We're talking about where the Isha was Mezana, and the Baal brought Edim that she was Mezana, just their Hasra was the Malkus and not Lemisa. So the Machlekes is, whether or not, now that we're going to give her Malkus, because we're going according to the Manda Omar, Lav Anitin Lazarus Mises Bezin Lekin Alav, whether that requires Shleisha Dayanim or it requires Esrim Vishleisha Dayanim. That's the Pashup Shot, and that's how Rashi is going to learn. But Taisvis earlier on the Chesam and Beis B'Divya Maskel Vehevi, and also the Yad Ramah, they learn that the entire Sugya is going with the Hanocha of Chayshinan Lilaz. And we're going to explain. The Gemara earlier says that there's something called Chayshinan Lilaz. And there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis how to understand it. The way Taisvis, and so too the Yad Ramah, the way they understand it, is that we're talking about in a case where the Baal initially brought Edim that the Isha was Mezana. But those Edim were Machishon Zeh or Leichivnu Eidusan. They contradicted each other in the Chakiris and the Bedikas. So we can't do anything Lemais with those Edim. So instead, the Av turns around and is now Teveya the Baal to be Chayiv the Knas of Mea Kesef for bringing Edim against the Isha, which Besoif are Nisbatal. Now, Be'emes, this Nidin is a Nidin of Dinei Mominis, which Me'ikra Adin should only require Shleisha Dayanim. But Chayshina Lelaz means, according to Taisvis and the Ramah, that we're Chayshish, that afterwards the Baal is going to find other Edim, which are not Machishim Ze'azeh, in order to kill the Isha. And that's going to require a Bezin of Esrim V'Shleisha. So people may say that, look, originally we only had Shleisha Dayanim, which paskind on behalf of the Av, to be Machayiv the Baal Knas. Then afterwards, there are Moisif Esrim V'Shleisha because the original Shleisha Dayanim did not know how to Paskin. And that's going to be Moitzi Laz against the original three Dayanim. Therefore, we say that even the original Din Torah in regards to being Machayiv the Baal Mea Kesef also requires Esrim V'Shleisha so that we shouldn't afterwards be in a situation where we're going to have to be Moisif and that may cause a Laz. So according to that Mahalach, the Pshat in our Gemara is as follows. We're talking about where originally the Baal brought against the Isha Edim that she was Mezaneh, but they said that they were Masra Ba Lamalkus V'loi L'Ktala. Now those Edim were Machishim Ze'azeh, so Lamaise they were Nisbatel, and then afterwards the Av turns around and wants to be Machayiv the Baal Mea Kesef. Now the question is, how many Dayanim do we need in order for the Av to be able to be Tevea this Mea Kesef? So according to the Rabbanon, we need Esrim V'Shleisha. And the reason is, because we're Chayshish that afterwards the Baal is going to bring more Edim that the Isha was Mezaneh, Edim which are not Machish Ze'ezeh. And even though we're not Chayshish that those Edim are going to say that they were Masra L'Misa, they're going to keep the storyline that they were Masra B'Malkus. But the Shitas HaChachamim is, like Rabbi Shmuel, that even Malkus also requires Esrim V'Shleisha. So therefore, we're going to have to be Moisif Dayanim up to Esrim V'Shleisha in order to be Mechayev the Isha Malkus. Now that's going to be Echshash, that maybe it's going to be Moitzi Laz on the original three Dayanim that were Mechayev the Baal Knas. So therefore, even originally, when we're Mechayev the Baal Knas, we need to already have Esrim V'Shleisha so that we shouldn't be in a situation where we have to be Moisif Dayanim, which may bring to Laz. That's the Shitas HaChachamim. Masha'enkin, according to Rav Meir, he holds that even though it's true that we are Chayshish, that afterwards the Baal is going to bring more Edom, which are not Machash Ze'ezeh, to be Machayiv the Isha Malkus, but Malkus itself doesn't require more than Sholish. So we're never going to be in a situation where we have to be Maisif Dayanim. So therefore, there's no problem of Chashin Lelaz. So that's why even at this point, where the Av is being Teveya the Baal, Mea Kesef, we don't need more than Shleisha Dayanim. That's the Mahalach according to Taisvis and according to the Ramah. Now, Lufi, this, it's very understandable why there's a separate clause in the Mishneh whether or not Moitzi Shemra requires Shleisha Dayanim or Esrim V'Shleisha Dayanim. And we asked before, B'Shem the Chidushei Abach, why does the Mishnah have to say the same Machlekes twice? Because essentially the Machlekes is whether Malkus needs Shleisha or Eser B'Shleisha, and that's the same Machlekes that the Mishnah brings B'Hemshech, B'Shem, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Shmuel. According to this, it's understandable, because the Nakuda over here is to bring out that there's the Chashin and the Laz, which is why the Chachamim are Machayiv Eser B'Shleisha, even though at this point it's only an Inyan of Dinei Mamonos. Now, Taisus over here, B'Divrei HaMaskil, the Asu B'Le Malkus, speaks out, Va'asi command the Omar lav shenitin lazaris mises bezdan like and love. That according to this mahalach of Ravashi, we have to be going according to the man Omar that holds that there's malchus by a lav shenitin lazaris mises bezdan. However, says Taisvis, vim hayinu yechayin lefarish b'malchus shalmaitzi shemra haya misyashiv. Taisvis is speaking about out that there would have been a possible pshat which would not have required us to be mikim according to the man Omar lav shenitin lazaris mises bezdan like and love. What is that possible pshat? We could have been talking about the Malkus of the Maitzi Shemra. This is a reference to what the Gemara says in Masechta Ksubas Daf Mem Vav, that it says in the Torah in regards to the Maitzi Shemra, V'yisru Eisai, which means that the Baal, who's caught being Maitzi Shemra, besides for having to pay a Knas of Mea Kesef, is also Chayiv Malkus Megzeres HaKosev of V'yisru Eisai. Now, had we been talking about the Malkus of the Baal, we would not have to matrik ourselves to say that we're going to Manda Omar, Lav Shenitin Lasaras Mises Bezdan, like and love. What would have been the pshat? The pshat would have been we were talking about a regular case of Maitzi Shemra, where the Baal brought his Edom against the Isha, and afterwards the Av disproved those Edom. Now we're being Mechayev, the Baal, Malkus, besides for the Einish of Mea Kesef. And the case was that this Baal received Hasra at the time that he was Maitzi Shemra, the Malkus. Regular Asra. And the Machlaikis between Rav Meir and the Chacham would be whether the Malkus of the Baal requires Shalish or Esrim Vishalish, and it's based on the Machlaikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel later whether or not Malkus needs Shalish or Esrim Vishalish. According to this Mahalach, we would not have to say that we're going Lamanda Omar Lav Shenitin Lasaris Mises Bezdin like and love, because it's not a Lav Shenitin Lasaris Mises Bezdin. The only chiyuv that the Baal could possibly have is only a chiyuv of Malkus of Yisroisai, and there is no Mises Bezdan there b'chlal. That's what Taisus is speaking out, that we could have said, and according to that, we would not have to be matrik according to that Manda Amar. Now, why be'emes aren't we mefarish like that? So first of all, Taisus himself is gairus the Asru Bah leMalkus, that we're talking about Hasrua to the Isha, not the Asru Bay. But more than that, the Lashon of the Gemara is, the Asru Bay Malkus v'lay Asru Ba Ktala. They gave Asra for Malkus and not for Ktala. V'kamiflagi b'plukta Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanan. It's obvious from the Lashon of the Gemara that we're talking about a situation where we could have technically been master for Misa, but instead, they're a master for Malkus. If we would be talking about the Malkus of the Baal, there's no Mokim for Misa over there. It wouldn't be possible to say the Lashon of the Gemara, the Asru Bay l'Malkus v'lay l'Ktala. Why would they be master l'Ktala? So obviously from the Lashon HaGemara, we're not talking about the Malkus of the Baal, we're talking about the Asra to the Isha, that instead of being master her for Misa, they're master her for Malkus. So we now understand where Taisus saw that Be'emes the Gemara is not talking about that. But what's Takib Shart in the Gemara? Why did Rav Ashi have to be Madchik that we're going in such an interesting case, where it's Asra Be Malkus instead of Ktala, and we're going Davka Laman Omar, Lav Shenitin Lasaris Misa's Bezin Lekin Alav, where Rav Ashi could have simply been mefarish that the Mishnah is talking about the Malkus of the Baal, and we would not have had to say such a deichik case of the Asu Bei Malkus of Le Asu Bei Ktala, and we also would have not had to be making the Mishnah according to the Manda Omar, Lav Shenitin Lasaris Mises Bezdin, like and alof. So this question is asked by the Yad Rama, and he answers with a hafladika but simple cheshbin based on his and Taisus' Mahalach in the Gemara. And it goes like this. We said that Be'emes, everybody, Bein L'Rameir, Bein L'Rabbanan, Chayshin on the Laz. So in order that Rameir should only require Shleisha Dayanim and not Esrim V'Shleisha, the challenge is as follows. We have to find a situation where it's not possible for the Baal afterwards to bring Edim that are going to be Mechayiv the Isha Misa, because then we would have a Chayshin on the Laz, because we'll have to be Maisif Esrim V'Shleisha, which could be Maitzi Laz. But at the same time, we can't be talking about a situation where the Edim of the Baal were not Masra and the Isha Bechlal, because if there was no Hasra, then it turns out that the Isha was not a Mezida Bechlal, she was just a Shegeges, and that's not a dinin of Maitzah Shemra. So we have to have that the Edom of the Baal wore Masra in the Isha, so that she should be a Mezida, but for some reason, she would never be able to reach a point where she is Chayiv Misa. And it's this tricky balance which all the Tirutzim of the Gemara are trying to achieve. The Gemara earlier on the Chesamid Beis brings down the Mahalach of Abaya, which says that the Edom were Masra, but they didn't specify which Misa. So here we have a case where Mitzad Echad, the Isha is a Mezida, so we have Maitzi Shamra, but the Isha is never going to be Chayiv Misa, according to Rameir. According to the Mahalach of Rav Papa earlier on the Chesamid Beis, we're talking about where the Isha was a Chavera, she knows the Halacha, so there's no Chash that she's a Mezida, but they weren't Masra in her. So according to Rav Meir, there's going to be Maitzi Shamra because she was a Mezida, but at the same time, she's not going to be Chayiv Misa because Rav Meir holds that even a Chavera also requires Asra. So too, the Mahalach of Rav Ashi over here has to be Achreach have that balance. Because if we're not going to have a case where Mitzad Echad, the Isha is a Mezida, but Mitzad Sheni, there's no Chash that the Baal will afterwards bring Edom to Mechayiv the Isha Misa, then whatever the situation is, any Chiyuv that we're trying to bring upon the Baal is going to require a Bezdin of Esen V'Shleisha, so that we shouldn't get into a problem afterwards of Chayshinan Lelaz. So Be'achreach, we have to say that Rav Ashi is going to be Maikim, that the Hasra, that the Edom or Masra on the Isha, was a Hasra L'malkas V'Lei L'Misa, because through that, there's no chash of chashinah lalaz, the fear of Meir, because even though there was Asra, which is how we know she was a Mezida, but the most that she could be chayiv is only Malkus, and that does not require a Bezdin shal esrim v'shleisha. So there's really no way to bypass this ukimta into the Hasra that was given to the Isha. Even if we wanted to say that this machlekes is in regards to the Malkus of the Baal, whether or not the Malkus of the Baal requires shleisha or esrim v'shleisha, it's anyway going to have to be in such a kind of situation so that we shouldn't have a case where the chiyuv of the Baal is going to require esen v'shleisha anyway because of chayshinan lelaz. So be'achreach, we have to say that the hasra to the isha was lemalkus, because we're going leman d'amar lav shenitin lasaros misas bezin leken ala, and not lemisa, so that we can achieve this balance where the isha got hasra, but she's not going to actually be chayiv misa, and therefore there's no chayshinan lelaz. Adkan, the Mahalach of the Yad Ramah, why Rav Ashi was forced to say this ukimta about the Hasra to the Isha, and couldn't just say a simpler case of the Malkus of the Baal. And the Emes says we could be Maisif, that based on the question of the Chidushi Abach, as to why the Mishnah needs to bring two Machlekes Tanoim in regards to the same Shaila, whether or not Malkus needs Shleisha or Esen V'Shleisha, and the Teretz of the Chidushi Abach was in order to bring out the Chiddush, the Lav Shenitin Lasaras Mises Bezin Leken Alav. And we are Maisif that according to Taisus and the Yad Ramah, there's another Teretz, because the whole point of the Machlekes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, is based on the fact that Chashin Lelaz. So according to these two Terutzim, also, Be'achreach, we have to be going that there was Asru Ba in the Isha, Lemalkis, V'Lei Lemisa, in order to bring out these two Chidushim, Lefid Bach, that we're going Laman Da'amar, Lav Shenitin Lasaras Mises Bezin Leken Alav. And according to Taisus and the Yad Ramah, that we are Cheshinan Lelaz. And if we would only say the simple pshat that we're talking about the Malkus of the Baal, we would not see any of these two Chidushim, so it would not be necessary for the Mishnah to bring two Machlekes Tanayim in regards to the same Inyan. Adkan Shtikl number one. And now let's go weiter. What needs to be spoken out in the Teretz of Ravina, we're going to talk about Be'ez Hashem in the second Chelik, the second Shiur on Daftes. We're going to skip now to Daf Tes Amud Beis, to the final teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'bayis emak going to iskachash bebedikas leiskachash bechakiris bekamiflagi bepluktah the benzake verabbanan." The machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim is going in a case where the two edim which the Baal brought were makash each other in the bedikas, which means to say in the small details, but not in the chakiris, which is in the major inyanim, which yaim, which shah, which makim, and their machlekes is totally in the machlekes ben zakev rabbanon, whether or not hakasha bebedikis passels the edim in regards to dinei nefashos. The fear of Meir, he holds like ben zakei that says even small details like uktzei te'enim, that also constitutes a hakasha between the two edim, and they're not going to be able to be mechayev her misa. Therefore, all you need is Shalish. And the Rabbanan, they hold like the Rabbanan over there in the Mishnah later on in Daf Mem, and they say that Akasha Bebedikas is not Akasha, and therefore she is going to be Chayiv Misa, which is why we need Esrim V'Shalish. Now, what exactly is the case? So in this, there's a major Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, and it's Mitli Talui in the Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis that we have earlier on Daf Ches, which is Mamshech throughout the entire Sugya. Lefi Rashi, the pshat is that the Eidim were Machesh Zezeb Bebedikas, so according to Rav Meir, they can no longer be Machai of the Isha Misa. Nevertheless, the Baal wants to be Toveya the Isha, that she should lose her Ksuba, she should not be able to get her Ksuba, based on the fact that he tainas that she was Mizane. That in Torah is only Dine Mominis, so Shleisha is enough. Whereas according to the Chachamim, because Eidim that are Machesh each other Bebedikas can still be Machai of her Misa, so that's why we require Esim v'Shleisha. It's quite straightforward. Now, Taisus with the Biyamaskal Pluktas, Ma'ir on Rashi, what happened to the Inyan of Chayshina and Lulaz? So the Chachmas Manayach points out that the emes is, Rashi l'shitasai, how he's Masber earlier on the Chesamad Aleph and the Chesamad Beis, it's not Shver B'chlau. Because Rashi learns that the Inyan of Chayshina and Lulaz is going in a case where the Baal himself is Toveya, that the Isha should lose her Ksuba, and the Baal is being Toveya it just on his say-so without Edim. So there's a Chshash, that maybe afterwards there's a call going to go out that this Baal is tying into Isha's Mizana, and that's going to bring Edom into Bezdin, which eventually will lead to her Misa, which is why we require a Bezdin of Esrim V'Shleisha. But that's only in a case where the Baal originally didn't bring Edom, like Rashi himself speaks out on Daf Chesamad Beis. But in a case where the Baal himself brought Edom, even though we're going in a situation where the Edom L'maisa are not able to be Mechayiv or Misa because they were Eskachash B'Bedikas, there's no longer a chshash that more Edom will come, and therefore we can paskin the dinei mominis of the Isha losing her ksuba without worrying about the chashin and the laz, and even in a bezin of shleisha and not esim v'shleisha. That's lefi shitas Rashi. However, Taisus of the entire sugya disagrees with Rashi, and it's based on two main points. First of all, Taisus holds that the inyan of Maitzi Shemra is not to be explained as referring to the tviya of the Baal, but rather, Maitzi Shemra always is referring to the tviya of the Av against the Baal to be chayiv mea kesef. And the second akuda which Taisus disagrees with is the pshat in Chayshin and Alaz. Taisus holds that the Lashon Alaz is mashma inin of sheker, and therefore he's mefarish, like we explained earlier, that we're talking about where the Edom of the Baal did not come out lemaisa because they're makishim zezeh, and instead, the Av is now being Tevei the Baal Meya Kesef. And the Inyan of Chashin and Lulaz is that if we're going to paskin the Chiyav of Meya Kesef al Pishleisha Dayanim, maybe afterwards the Baal is going to bring more Edom to be Machayev the Isha Misa. And we're going to have to be Maisif Esrim Vishleisha. So that Hesophis Dayanim is going to be Maitzi Laz against the original three Dayanim. That maybe it's because of the fact that they don't know how to paskin that we were Maisif another 20. Now, based on Taisus' own Mahalach, Taisus has two major problems in our Gemara. Because Lefi his Pshat, when it says in the Mishnah, Maitzi Shemra B'Shalosh, according to Rav Meir, so that means that when the Av is Teveya the Baal, Meya Kesef, that needs only Shalosh. Now, Lechaira, that's very shver, because Lefi Rav Meir, we should be Chashin on the Laz. Like the Gemara says, Lekuliyama Chashin on the Laz. And even though it's true that at this point, she's not Chayev Misa, because Rav Meir holds like Ben Zakkai, that if the Edom are Miskachesh Bebedikas, that she's not Chayev Misa. But we should be Chayshish, that maybe the Baal is going to bring more Edom to be Mechayev or Misa. So therefore now, when the Av is being Teveya, the Meya Kesef, we should require Esam Mishalesh because of the problem of Chayshinan Lulaz. So that's the first question on Rav Meir. Another question, Frek Taisvis, is on the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold like the Rabbanan, that hold that even though there's a skachash bebedikas, still she's going to be chayev misa. So how do we ever reach a point where we're talking about a case of maitzi shemra that the av is being teveya the baal meya kesef? The emes is like the baal, because edim that are meya that she's mezane, even though they're miskachash bebedikas, still she's chayev es misa. So lefi the rabbanon, the whole case never begins. These are the two major questions which Taisus has in our sugya based on his mahalach. So Taisus has two tirutim, and there's different pirushim and achrayim how to understand Taisus. we're going to be masber according to the Mahalach of the Maharsha. The first pshat on Taisus is as follows. It was a three-part story. First, the Edom are made that the Isha was Mezaneh at a specific place at a specific time. And they also said that there were no other Edom present besides ourselves. Those two Edom were miskachesh with each other bibidikas. At this point, Lefi Ramer that holds as like Ben Zakkai, the Isha is Ptura from Misa, and Lefi the Chachamim, she's Chayavis Misa. Afterwards, the Av brought Edom, which made a choshe gemura on the words of the first Edom. And they said that the Isha was not there at that place at that time. Now that the Hukhash Lagamri, even according to the Ravanan, the Isha is not going to be Chayavis Misa. Now comes along the Av, and he wants to be Toiveya from the Baal to be Chayav Meya Kesef. So this is the Halacha. According to the Chachamim, we are Chayshish, that maybe afterwards the Baal is going to bring Edom against the Edei Ha'av and be Mazim the Edei Ha'av that were Makhish the Edei Ha'Baal. By doing that, the Edei Ha'Chasha will become Shakranim and we are going to revert back to the original Edom which the Baal brought that the Isha was Mezaneh, which according to the Rabbanon, we could be Semech on those Edom even though they are Skachish Bebedikas, and the Isha is going to be Chayav Misa. And we're going to have to bring a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. Therefore, now at this point, if the Av is going to be able to be Teveya, the Baal Meya Kesef, Api Shalish Edim, we're going to run into a problem of Chashin and Lelaz, because maybe eventually we're going to have to be Maisif up to Esrim V'Shalish, and that's going to be Maiti Laz on the original 3 Dayanim. Which is why the Rabbanan say that even now, at the point that the Av is being Teveya Meya Kesef, we need Esrim V'Shalish, because Chayshinan Lelaz. That's the Fidah Rabbanan. Masha'enkin, according to Rav Meir, even if the Edei HaKhash will be Huzam, so we would return to the original Edom that the Baal brought, but those Edom were Makishan Zeh Bebedikas, so according to Rav Meir, she's not going to be Chayav Misa anyway. Elamai, we should be Chayshish, that maybe the Baal is going to find another set of Edom which won't be Makish each other Bebedikas. That's not a Chash. Because like we said, the original pair of Edom said that they were the only ones present and there weren't any other Edom. So we're not chayshish that they are shakranim and that maybe be'emes there were other Edom. So it turns out there's no possible chshash lilaz, which is why according to Rav Meir, all we need is shalish. So Ayyotze, in order to answer both questions, we need 2 points. First, we need a point that the first Edom of the Baal were made that there was no other Edom, which is why Lefira Meir, there's no Chashash Lelaz. And then we need a point that besides for the fact that Makrish Zeh Zeh Bebedikas, the Edei Ha'av were Makrish Legamri, the Edei Ha'Baal, which is why Lefira Rabbanan, she's not going to be Chayev Misa. And the whole Chashash over here is that maybe afterwards, the Edei Ha'Chasha of the Av will become Huzam. Ad Kan, the first pshat of Taisus. The second pshat of Taisus is as follows. We're talking about a case where the Baal originally brought 2 sets of Edom. Both of them said that the Isha was Mezaneh at a specific time, at a specific place, but the 2 sets were makhish each other in the details in the Bedikas. For example, in regards to what colored clothing she was wearing. Now at this point, according to Rav Meir that he holds like Ben Zakkai, so if they're makhish each other in the Bedikas, that constitutes a hakhasha, and now we cannot kill the Isha. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, if they're makish each other in the Bedikas, the Edom are still ksherim, and we could kill the Isha. After that, the Av brought Edom that were makish the 2 original sets of Edom Lagamri. The Edom of the Av said that at that time, for example, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the Isha was with us, and no such maisas nus took place. At this point, even according to the Rabbanon, she's not going to be Chayav Misa because of the Akhasha. Now, the Av turns around and wants to be Machayav the Baal to pay Meya Kesef. So according to the Rabbanon, there's a Chashin and Lelaz over here. And that's based on a Mishnah later in Perek HaYubaydkin on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, which says that it's possible for an aid to make a mistake in one Shah. For example, if you have 2 Aidim, one of them said it happened b'shah shtayim, and the other one b'shah shalosh, that's not considered a hakhasha, because people make a mistake in 1 hour. Lefi that, here also, the chshash is, that even though the Eidei Ha'av said that at the time that the Eidei Ha'baal said she was mezaneh, it's really not true, but it's possible that yet another set of Eidim would come and say it's true that it didn't happen exactly at that time, but it happened an hour later. And because we can make a mistake within an hour, therefore, that's going to re-be mechayev the Isha Misa, and those Eidim will not be considered hukchash Eidei the Eidei Ha'av, because it's an hour later, and they also won't be hukchash Eidei the Eidei Ha'baal, the original ones, because people make mistakes within 1 hour. Therefore, if those Eidim come, we will bring a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, and we will be Mechayev Hermisa. On account of that, already now, when the Av is being Tevea, Me'ekesef from the Baal, we need a Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel, in order that we shouldn't run into a problem of Chayshinon Lilaz. That's according to the Rabbanon. However, according to Rav Meir, there's no such chshash, because being that the original two sets of Eidim, which the Baal brought, were Makchish each other Bibidikis, and the fact that they disagreed Bibidikis passels them, so now, any other set of Eidim that may come will either agree with the first set of Eidim and be Mukhash Eidei the Sheni, or agree with the second set of Eidim and be Mukhash Eidei the Rishon, or maybe they'll say yet a third Nakuda and they'll be Mukhash Eidei both of them, but a Kalpanim, it's impossible to bring any set of Eidim that won't be caught into the problem of a Kash Bebedikas. So it turns out that this Isha will never be able to come to Achi of Misa, which why it's enough to have a Bezdin of Shalish. That's the Bira Machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, Aliba to this second shot of Taisvis, Lefi the Pirish of the Maharsha. Adkan, the Bira Machlekes in this Gemara between Taisvis and Rashi. Now, from this Taisvis, it's important to point out a very big Chiddush. It comes out, Lefi the Shita of the Rabbanan, Lefi Taisvis, that if the Baal brings Edim, which Be'emes could be Machayev the Isha Misa, but afterwards the Av brings Edom to be Makhlish them, so now we have Treyu Trey, you have the Edom of the Baal against the Edom of the Av, so she's going to be Ptura Mimisa. In this case, the Av can be Teveya the Baal to pay Mea Kesef, which this is a tremendous Chiddush, because Be'emes, my Chazis the Samchasahani, Smeichahani. According to the Edom of the Baal, the Isha was Mizana, and she is Chayev Misa. Just because we have another set of Edom that disagree with them, and now we have Trey, and we have a Suffolk, why should that make that the Baal should be Chayev Mea Kesef? And the emes is that the Chidushei Aran, earlier on Daf Ches, when he brings down the Ikra Mahalach of Taisvis that says that the Eidei Ha'baal were Hukchashu, he speaks out that Be'achreich we're talking about that the Edom were Makhishan Zeh Ezeh, and not that there are two sets of Edom which are Makhishan Zeh Ezeh, which will remain Trey Trey and a Suffolk. Because in that case, my Chaz is the Samchasahani, Smeichahani, and Avada, says the Chidushei Aran, the Baal is going to be Potter. But here, on our daf, you see Mefurish and Taisus' Mahalach in the Sugya, that even in that case, we'll be able to be Machayev the Baal, Mea Kesef. The Chidushei Aran on Daf Tes doesn't say anything. V'chaval, v'tzarech Ian, how he's going to understand Shita Sotaisus over here. And also, the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Nun Dalid, he brings down Shitas HaTaisus as it appears by us, that even in a case where there are two sets of Edom being Makkish each other, there also the Baal is going to be Chayev Mei Kesef, and he's Be'emes Matmiya on Taisus, and he says that the Chayr it's impossible because it's only a Suffolk. How can we be Machayev the Baal Mamain Mi Suffolk? Now, in Shitas HaTaisus, the Chayr we see a tremendous Chiddush, that as long as the Baal originally brings Edom, which according to those Edom, the Isha was Mezaneh, and she did a Maisa Mechayevis Misa, and at the end, for whatever reason, those Edim, we don't take on like them in Bezdin, even if the reason why we don't take on like them is because there are Edim that say far care from them and it remains a Trey, but bottom line, the original Edim, which the Baal brought, are not taken on Lemaisa in Bezdin, that itself is going to be Mechayev the Baal in Mea Kesef. This is a tremendous Chiddush, but this is what's Mavur in the Shitas HaTaisus in Arasugya over here. Adkan this shtickel. And now let's go on to the next point. The Gemara brings down the memory of Rabbi Yosef that if the Baal brings Edom that she was Mazana, and afterwards the Av brings Edom and is Mazim the Edei Baal, so the Edei Baal are Chayev Misa. Then Rabbi Yosef says further, what happens if afterwards Chazar Vehevi Abal Edim Vehezimum Le'edei Av? If afterwards the Baal brings Edim and is Mazim the Edei Av, which were Mazim his original Edim, so there also the Edei Av are going to be Chayev Misa, and they're also going to pay Mamain because it's Mamon Lezeh Unafashis Lezeh. But we want to focus on the fact that if the Baal brings Edim and is Mazim the Edei Av, which they were Mazim, the original Edei Baal, that there's going to be a Chiyuv Misa on the Edei Av. Taisus asks the Kasha, Teima Amai Neharagin. L'chayra, the Edei Av should not be Chayev Misa, because the klal is that Edim Zayman are only Chayev Misa, only in the event that it can be proven that they had Das with their Edus to be Machayev, the person they're being made on, Misa. And usually that's achieved by the fact that the Edim say that they were Masra, they gave Asra to this person, so he's Chayev Misa. So we see from that, that the Edim's Kavana was to be Machayev, the person Misa. Therefore, the Edim themselves, when found to be Zayimim, are Chayev Misa. But in the case where the Edei Av are Mazim, the Edei Habal, so they don't have to say that they were Masra, the Edei Habal, because Halacha is, Edim Zayimim, ain't Sricha Masra. That's a klal which we find in Masechta Ksubis, Daf Lamed Gimel. So when the Edei Av say that the Edei Baal are Shakranim because Imanu HaYisem, it cannot be proven that they were trying to kill the Edei Baal. And they can say their Kavana by being Mazim, the Edei Baal, was just an order to be Mechayiv the Baal, the Knas of Mea Kesef. So Frek Taisvis, B'divir Maschel Edei Av, why are the Edei Av Chayiv Misa if they are found to be Zaymimin? L'chayr, they could say that they never had in mind with their Edis to be Mechayev the Edei Habal Misa. That's Taisus's question. And Taisus brings a riot to this Yisoid, because the Gemara says later, on Def Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, that if Edim are made on a Naira Murasa, that she was Mezana, but they did not say that they gave her Hasra, even in a case where she does not need a Hasra, because she's a Chavera, and we're going Laman de Omar, that a Chavera is Ein Sricha Hasra, so essentially, she would be Chayev Misa Idei those Edim. If we are mazim those Edim will not be chayev misa midin kasher zomam, because they could say that they never had in mind in being mechayev the naira murasa misa. The whole purpose of their edus was just in order to aser her on her husband. So you see that b'makim where the Edim didn't give asra, they can always say that their purpose with their edus was for something else, and they're not going to be chayev misa. So too in our situation, where the Edei Av were not master the Edei Baal, they can always say that their purpose was to be Mechayev the Baal Mei Kesef, and not to kill the Edei Baal, and they should be potter from Misa Midin Kasher Zomam. That's Taisus's question. And for Taisus, that there's a chilik between our case and the case on the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph. In our case, being that the Edei Baal originally were being Mechayev the Isha Misa, afterwards, when the Edei Av are mazim, the Edei Baal, it's quite obvious that the Edei Baal themselves are going to be chayev misa midin kasher zomam. That's something which the Edei Av definitely knew, and they definitely had that in mind when they were mazim, the Edei Baal. Mashenkin, in the case of the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph, it's possible that the Edom that were made, that the Naira Murasa was mazana, A, could not know that the halacha is that a chavera is chayev misa even without its ra, and B, it's possible that they don't know that this Naira Maras is a Chavera B'chlal. So only there they can taina that they didn't realize and it was not in their Kavana B'chlal to be Mechayiv the Naira Marasa Misa. But in our case, it's quite obvious, and they obviously had that in mind, that the Edei Baal are going to be Chayiv Misa. So therefore, the Edei Av in turn are also going to be Chayiv Misa. Ad kan devriya Taisvis. Now, Reb Kivi Eger in Chuvis, Kama, Simen Reish Yud Beis, brings down from his grandson-in-law, Rabbi Shua Heschel Rekeach, that the Noidib Yehuda had a kasha on our Taisvis. Taisvis asks that L'chayre, the Edei Av, should be able to say that their kavana was in order to be Mechayiv the Baal in Mea Kesef. Now L'chayre, Taisvis could have said a different kavana that the Edei may have had. They may have had kavana in order to pater the Isha from being Chayiv Misa. The Edei Baal were trying to be Mechayiv the Isha Misa. The Edei Av are being mazim, the Edei Baal, in order that the Isha should be Ptura Mimisa. Why did Taisus Dafka say that their kavana was to be mechayiv the Baal Meya Kesef, and not simply say, just the pater the Isha from Isa. That's the night of Yehuda's Kasha. So Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Rekeach wrote to his grandfather-in-law, Rabbi Kiva Eger, to answer this question, that the Edom cannot say that, because if their whole kavana was just to stop the Edei Abal and to pater the Isha from Isa, all they had to do in order to do that was to be mazam one of the Edei Abal. Once one of them is Huzam, and there's no longer two Edim being Mechayiv the Isha Misa, she will then be Pater. For that effect, it's not necessary for them to be Mazim both of the Edim. If they came to be Mazim both of the Edim, it must be that their Kavana was to kill the Edei Habal. That's his Teretz. And Rabbi Kiva Eger replies that Be'emes, he also had this Kash of the night to be Yehuda, and he also thought of that Teretz that his grandson-in-law answered. But he said that lefi that, be'emes, we could also be miyashiv Taisus's kasha. Because Taisus's kasha was that the Edei Ha'av should say that their kavana was just to be mechayiv the Baal in Meya Kesef. Tainet Rav Kiva Eger, lechayra, there's a makam to say that for that also, the Edei Ha'av don't have to be mazim both of the Edei Ha'av, even if they're just mazim one of the Edei Ha'av and the other aid remains an aid kosher. Maybe that's enough to be mechayiv the Baal and Meya Kesef. Because originally, the Baal wanted to be mechayiv the Isha Misa, and the only way for him to do that is by having two Edim, by being mazim one of the Edim, and thereby making that the Baal can't be mechayiv the Isha Misa, maybe that's enough to already be mechayiv the Baal and Meya Kesef, even though the remaining aid remains kosher. Rav Kiva Eger is masupik about that. And he says, Prat ze, lefisho ein biyadi levar. Now, lechayre, from Taisus itself, Akopanem, you see that Taisus held not like that. Taisus Lechaira must have held that in order to be Mechayiv the Baal Meya Kesef, it's necessary to be Mazim both Edim, which is why Taisus is able to ask to let the Edei Av say that their Kavana was just to be Mechayiv the Baal and Meya Kesef. Whereas he didn't ask, like the Noid Yehuda's Kasha, that maybe the Edei Av should say that their Kavana was just to pater the Isha from Isa. Because for that, obviously, it would be enough just to be mazim one of the Edim. Now, this hanukkah that we see from Taisus, not like Rav Kiva Eger, that in order to be mechayiv the Baal Meya Kesef, it's necessary to be mazim both of them, and if one still remains kosher, then we cannot be mechayiv the Baal Meya Kesef. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky earlier on Daf Ches also holds like that. And based on that hanukkah, he asks a question on Taisus, which we mentioned earlier in the Shir on Daf Ches, that in a case where we have two Edim that are makrish zeh zeh bebedikas v'chakiris, l'chayre it only comes out that one of them is being meshaker, and the other one we can assume is saying the emes. We don't know which one is saying emes and which one is saying sheker, but al kalpanim, we have no raya that both of them are saying sheker, so how can Taisus say on Daf Ches that in such a case the Baal is going to be chayiv meya kesef? And we mentioned Reb Shmuel's Teretz, which is based on a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin and a Radvaz, which say that legabe dinei nefashos we need hine emes nochein hadavar, that there should be an extra level of clarity where the two edim are not makrish zeh zeh bebedikas, and if they are makrish zeh zeh bebedikas, it comes out that it's a edus she'enem mechavenes, and the edus itself is not strong enough to be mechayev misa. In regards to misa, the entire edus is bottle, and therefore we can be mechayev the Baal mea kesef on account of that. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go on. The Gemara brings down another member of Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Pliny Ravei L'Ainzai, Hu V'Acher Mitztarfen L'Hargai. Because in that situation, he's Neman to say Edus, because even according to his Edus, he's not a Rasha. L'Ritzainai, Rasha Hu V'Atayra Amra Al Toshas Rasha Eid. What happens if he's Meid that the Revi'ah happened to him, L'Ritzainai, with which he becomes a Rasha? So it comes out that Gufa, according to his Edus, he's Pasul Edus. So the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yosef, that he's not Neman. Rava, however, argues, and he says, Adam Kari Beitzel Atzmai, Ve'ein Adam Mesam Atzmai Rasha. He's not Neman to say this, that he was near Valert Sinai, because Ein Adam Mesam Atzmai Rasha. And therefore, Rava himself doesn't explain, but the Rishayim explain, and the Zoyiz Mavur and the Gemara later, therefore we say a klal of Palgin and Dibura, which means to say that in the Chalik, that he says that Pliny was Reveya, that he's Neman. And the other half of the Edus in which he says that he was the Nirvalert Sinai, on that he's not Neman. And the fact that it's all part of one Eidus is not a problem, because we say the Klal, Palginan Dibura. Now, how exactly do we split the Eidus? So Rashi says, B'divri Maschal Rava Omar, Mehamnina Leila Gabi Chavrei, we believe him in regards to his friend, that Pliny Rava, V'loi Mehamnina Leila Gabi Didei, but we do not believe him that it happened to himself. So we split it between Pliny Rava and Ni Lirtzaini. Pliny was Reveya, and not that it happened to him, Lirtzaini. Now, Be'emes is, there could have been another way to split it, because Rabbi Yosef himself says that if he said Pliny Ravani Le'ainzi and not Lirtzaini, that he's not a Rasha Bechlal. So we could have split it by saying Pliny Ravani and believing him that he was the Nirva, but not believing him on the second word that he said, that it was Lirtzaini. Why did Rashi specifically say that we only believe him that the other person was Reveya, and we don't believe him Bechlal that he was the Nirva? We could believe him that he was the Nirva, just not the Chelek that he says that it's Lirtzaini, that he's a Rasha. So the emes is that the Pshat in Rashi is Mavur, Mitoich Divri HaTaisvis, B'Divri HaMaschol, Ve'ena Mesa Matzmei Rasha. And Taisvis starts off with asking Akasha, Astira, and Rava, and Rava. Over here in our Sugya, Rava holds Pagina Dibura. Mitzad Sheni, if you look in the Sugya, Masechta Ksubas, Daf Yedchasim Arbeis, it seems that Rava does not hold of the Klal of Pagina Dibura. Because the Gemara says over there, and Rava Paskins like that over there, that if Edom say, when they're coming to be Mekayim Ashtar, Ksav Yedenu Huzeh, we actually signed the Ashtar, Aval Anusim Ayinu, but we were forced into doing it, and the Edus is really not Emes. So the Gemara is Machalik over there between two kinds of Einsim. If they said, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashis, we were forced into doing it by threat of Misa, so it was Pikuach Nefesh, so they didn't do a Maisa Rishus by signing it, so then they're Neman. But if they say, Ksav Yedenu Huzeh, Aval Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamain, that we were offered a lot of money, or we were threatened to have a loss of money, so in that situation they were Rishayim by actually signing. So the halacha is, Ein Adam Mesa Matzmei Rasha, they're not Neman to say, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamain, and we remain with their Eidus that they say, Ksav Yedenu Huzeh, and we do not believe them Bechlal on the Eidus of Anusim Hayinu. Now, Frek Taisvis, why don't we say over there the same Klal Palgina Dibura? They should be Neman to say, Ksav Yedenu Huzeh Aval Anusim Hayinu, just not the end of the Dibur, which says Machmas Mamain. And we'll assume that there were Anusim Machmas Nefashais and not Machmas Mamain, and then there will be Neman. So Taisus answers, Al Pia Gemara and Baba Basra of Kufla Medal and Amud Beis. The Gemara over there discusses that a Baal is Neman to say Gerashti Est Ishti, and the reason is because it's Biyadai to do it for him to do it right now. What about if he says Gerashti Est Ishti Lemafreya at a time earlier than today? So as far as Lemafreya is concerned, it's not Biyadai. So the Gemara discusses, Is he Akalpanim Neman Legabi Mikana Laba? Or do we say that once he's not Neman Legabi Lemafreya, he's not Neman Bechlal? Do we say Palgin and Dibura and Legabi Laba is Neman, even though Legabi Lemafreya is not Neman? Or don't we say Palgin and Dibura? And the Gemara brings that it's Machlaikas Rav Mari and Rav Zvid. So the Gemara asks Lakasha, why is it different than Rav's Memra and Arasugi that says Palgin and Dibura? And the Gemara answers that the Manda Omar, who holds that you don't say Palgin and Dibura over there, he holds that Palgin and Dibura you only say Betray Gufi and not Bechad Gufa. If it's one Guf, like over there where the Baal is Mimagarish as Isha, and you cannot be Machalik between that you believe him Legabi one Guf and not Legabi another Guf, there we don't say Palgin and Dibura. Specifically in Arasugya, where it's two different Gufim, you can believe him in regards to the fact that he says that Pliny was Reveya, which is one Guf, and not believe him in the fact that he was the Nirva, which is a second Guf. There, between two Gufim, we do say Palgin and Dibura. That's the Gemara's Teretz, to be Masber that Mandamar over there. Zag Taisvis, at Lechayra, that's also Pshat in Shitas Rava alone. The fact that Rava says by us Palgin and Dibura is specifically because it's Trey Gufi. Mashenkin over there in the Gemara, where he's saying, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamain, there we cannot say Palgin and Dibura and believe him Anusim Hayinu and not believe him Machmas Mamain, because it's Chad Gufa. And in Chad Gufa, Rav himself does not say Palgin and Dibura. That's the aside that Taisus brings down. So according to that, we now understand why Rashi also chooses to explain the Palgin and Dibura that you believe him Lagabi Chavrei, that he was Reveya, and you don't believe him Lagabi Didei, because then it's Trey Gufe, and by Trey Gufe, you could say, Kimlei B'derabimine. Now, Lamaisa, Taisus asks on himself an opposite question. That if it's true that Bechad Gufa, we don't say Palgina Dibura, so over there in the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yudches Amud Beis, where the Edom said, Ksav Yedeinu Huze, Aval Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamein, the Gemara is Mavor, that it turns out that the Shtar is Makoyim. We believe the Edom when they say, Ksav Yedeinu Huze, that we actually signed it, and we don't believe them to say, Aval Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamein, because that part makes them a Rasha, and we don't say, Palgina Dibura Bechad Gufa. But Frektaisus, we don't say Palgina Bechad Gufa, so we shouldn't even believe them, Lagabi, the fact that they say, Ksav Yedeinu Huze. That's also Chad Gufa. They're talking about themselves. So we shouldn't believe them the Bechlal. And the Shtar should remain a Shtar She'ein HaMekuyim. Azay Frek Taisus. So Taisus answers, very Bekitzer, the Hainu Afilu B'loi Time of the Palginon. The fact that you can be Machalik and believe them on the fact that they say Ksav Yedeinu Huze and not believe them on the fact that they say Anusim, you know, that works even without the Klal of Palginon Dibura Bechlal. And the Chayr, the Yisoid of Taisus is because Be'emes, that's two Diburim Lagamri. Palgina Dibura means to say we have one Dibur, and we try to be mephalic, we try to be mechalic within the Dibur, and believe him on part of the Dibur, and not on the other part of the Dibur. For example, Pliny Ravani Lertzaini, it's one Dibur, because it's one episode, Pliny was Revei Ami, there we need to come on to the cloud of Palgina Dibura to take on half of the Dibur, and not on the other half of the Dibur. Mashenken over there, where they say two totally separate Inyanim, Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh, and another thing they say, Aval Anusim Ayinu, even though both of the Diburim are both surrounding the same Maisa Chasima, but nevertheless, they are two Diburim. Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh means it was their Chasima, and Aval Anusim Ayinu means that the circumstances were circumstances of an Ainus. That's considered two separate Diburim, and there, even without the Klal Palgina Dibura, you can believe one and not the other, and that's why the fact that it's Bechad Gufa is not Megareya. That's the aside of Taisus. Hayyid say that we end up with three Dargis. Darga number one is one Dibur, that's two Gufais. Darga number two is one Dibur, that's Chad Gufa. And Darga number three is two totally separate Diburim. If you have one Dibur, that's two Gufais, that's the machlaikis between Rabbi Yosef and Rav and Arasugya, whether or not we say Palginan Dibura, do you split that Dibur Echad because it's two Gufais or not? Darga number two, which is one Dibur and also one Guf, that ends up being a machlaikis Rav Murray and Rav Zvid in the Sugya in Bav Basar Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, whether or not we could say a Palginan Dibura in a situation where it's one Guf. One Mandomer holds, even in such a situation, you could say a Palginan, and the other Mandomer holds that you could only split an Edus if the Edus involves two different Gufim, two different people, so then you could believe him in regards to one person and not believe him in regards to what he says about the other person. But if it's all about one Guf, there's no Mukim to make a Palginan in that situation. And that's be'emes what Rava himself holds, like Taisus is Mechiach, from his memra in Masechta Ksubas Daf Yudches Amud Beis, that we cannot split Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamein. And the third darga is a darga of where you have two Diburim Mamish, like Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh Aval Anusim Ayinu, where there we don't even need a concept of Palginan, because you're actually not splitting anything, because it's Mamish two Diburim. And in that situation, everybody would be Maide, that Avadi you could believe one half and not believe the other half. Adkan this shtickle, and adkan the shir, a Masechta Sanhedrin daftes, the first chaylik.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.